Macau's suspicious transactions increase as revenue increases. A recent report by Macau's Financial Intelligence Office, FIO, revealed a significant surge in suspicious transaction reports, STRs, within the gaming sector during the first quarter of 2024. This news arrives alongside the city's official casino revenue figures for the same period, painting a complex picture of Macau's gambling industry. The FIO reported an 89.1% year-on-year increase in STRs. The number of reports skyrocketed from 595 in Q1 2023 to a concerning 1,125 in 2024. This sharp rise has understandably raised questions about the nature of these suspicious transactions and potential money laundering activities. While the FIO refrained from disclosing specific reasons for the increase, common triggers for STRs include large and frequent chip conversions and unusual currency exchanges. These activities can be indicators of attempts to disguise the source of funds. It's important to note that the increase in STRs doesn't necessarily equate to a direct rise in illegal activity. It could also reflect heightened awareness and improved reporting practices within the casino industry. The rise in STRs presents a significant challenge for Macau's regulators and casino operators. The FIO will need to dedicate increased resources to investigate these reports and ensure Macau adheres to international anti-money laundering, AML, regulations. Casino operators, meanwhile, will need to strengthen their AML protocols to effectively identify and report suspicious activity. This could involve increased staff training, implementing stricter customer due diligence processes, and investing in advanced transaction monitoring technology. Increased regulatory scrutiny could potentially lead to stricter compliance measures for casinos, impacting operational costs. More traffic coming to Macau. Despite the concerning rise in STRs, Macau's casino industry reported a modest increase in gross gaming revenue, GGR, for the first quarter of 2024. Total GGR reached 57 billion Macanese patacas, $7.06 billion, representing a 6% rise compared to the first quarter of 2023. It's also 75% of the level it was prior to the start of COVID-19 shutdowns in 2019. China is expanding its individual travel visa scheme to include Macau. This move, expected to take effect by May 27th, could lead to a significant increase in mid-market and high-end travelers visiting Macau and, in turn, additional increases in revenue. Looking ahead, the future of Macau's gaming industry remains somewhat uncertain. The continued fight against money laundering will be a key focus, requiring close collaboration between regulators, casinos, and financial institutions. If Macau can successfully address these challenges while maintaining a responsible gaming environment, it can retain its position as a leading global gaming hub.